thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I got something to tell you all today. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one simple place. Let me explain before we start the show. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or even your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one simple place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the show.
It's time to BS.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Daniel Smooth, and I want to thank you again for tuning in to the 154th episode of Time to BS. You know what? I want to say I'm grateful in a couple weeks, or actually not even a couple weeks, in 8 days, by the time this is being recorded, to see 25. You know, I'm beyond grateful to be able to, for the first, you know, I really can say, you know what? I'm truly grateful to be able to see 25 and be able to live the last, you know, year of my life, you know, with some semblance of pride that I've accomplished a good deal of my life. I can't speak today. I've only had one cup of coffee and it's in my hand right now. My girlfriend decided to get pumpkin spice creamer, so, well, I got it for her, so she hasn't used it yet. I've decided to use it, but why the fuck not? Also, I want to formally announce the return of BS Sessions and the Sports Cave, so hopefully for now on I'll be doing Time to BS with, you know, some real talk, just life, and just busting balls and shit, having a good time. Sports Cave, you know the deal. BS Sessions, you also know the deal. Real talk, bullshit, whatever. Have a good time. And hopefully we'll be getting more guests on the BS Sessions soon in the near future, and I hope to be doing this more and more often. Hopefully do 2 shows a week. I'm telling you, I want to get this podcast rolling. I want to get it rolling more. I want to do shit more. I want to be able to do a lot of stuff. Just a lot of just stuff with this man. You know when you have an idea and you can't stop fixating on that idea until it becomes real? That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do, guys. I want to be able to just, you know, take this, you know, small little thing and grow it. And I don't really care about numbers. I just want to be able to grow it more. I really don't care about numbers. I don't care about the words or shit. The biggest reason why I wanted to do this podcast is to be able to talk to you guys, but also just have a good time. Too many podcasts are all about serious. What did Trump do? What did Biden do? What did Tom Brady do this time? whose kid did he kiss now? You know, stupid shit like that. You know, I want to be able to talk to you guys about life. Because I mentioned before how I'm grateful to see 25. There was a very short time ago, very few years ago, where I thought to myself, I wouldn't be able to make it to 25, to 24. 24. I turned 25 in 8 days. In like over a week. It's crazy to think about. You know, I'm grateful for the people in my life. And that's the topic of this podcast, is what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? And I can say right at the beginning, I'm grateful to have a good life. I'm grateful to have, you know, hobbies I like to do. I love to record podcasts when I get the chance. I love to, you know, to game from time to time. You know, I have my Xbox, the GameCube, PS2, I have the Wii. I have that shit. You know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for a loving girlfriend in my life. I'm grateful for a loving family in my life, friends, you know, good job. I'm grateful for this shit. You know what? And that's great. You know, I'm also grateful that I don't have, you know, a lot of people to, you know, cause me stress. I'm grateful I don't have, you know, too many people to cause me a lot of stress and pain. And shit, I try to get rid of those people. I try to not talk to those people. Especially when they feel like, oh, we're just busting your balls. It's like, no, I don't need the negativity in my life. I really don't. I want to try and have a positive outlook. And there's something that I've wanted to discuss, you know. Acknowledge this is like who you are as a person. You don't have to try and change who you are as a human being. You know, I used to resent, I still do every now and then, I still resent the fact that I'm on the spectrum. I resent that fact. Every now and then it gets worse from time to time, but at the same point, it's like, okay, I'm still gonna, you know, have a good time with my life. And as I sit to you, and as I sit here, granted, at a kitchen table, you know, I want to truly say thank you to those of you who are in my life. And how much I'm grateful for you all to be in my life here on this day. But, you know, I it was hard for me to acknowledge that, hey, this is who I am. This is who I am. And I have to acknowledge it, you know? I acknowledge the fact that, hey, I'm 250 pounds, I'm 5'10", I'm a relatively stocky guy. But I have a lot of baggage in my life. I deal with depression, I deal with anxiety. As I said before, I'm on the spectrum. But you know what? Who cares? If you're a good person, that's all that should matter. Which I try to be. I try to be there for people who, you know, which I haven't been there. I haven't had anyone been there for me. I try to be there as I would want people to be there for me. That's what I want to do. And you know, as I look back and say, okay, maybe going through, you know, the things that I've gone through in my life really put a perspective on things. Because allow me to realize that, hey, shit. It allowed me to realize that life is precious, but it's also a privilege. You were given this life as like a loan. You were loaned this life, and eventually you have to pay it back. So you got to make the most of that life. You know? And it may be hard. It will be hard. It will be very difficult to try and grow. And some people don't make it to their 30s or make it to their 40s. Because you're so stressed. And yeah, every now and then I get stressed. Or I still do. Who doesn't? But, you know, I try my best to not get upset when other people in my life are upset, because then it turns the attention from them to me. And that's pretty selfish. That's pretty selfish of me. But I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good over the last, you know, week or two, maybe a few days. My eating has gotten a little bad, but that's fine. It'll go away from time to time. The bad eating habits. I'm trying to get more healthy eating habits. I have a lot of frozen vegetables that I could just throw into like a pot. I got a lot of chicken and eggs. So I could do that. You ever just, you know, love food so much that you just eat too much? But that's what I'm trying to do. I want to try and, like, increase my portions. Like, lower my portion size, but increase my food intake, if that makes any sense. The point I'm trying to make is I want to be able to, you know, eat more small meals. Eat more meals, but in smaller portions. So that really increases my metabolism, which helps me try to lose weight. That's what I want to try and do. Let's go back to the acknowledging who you are. You know, there are some people in my life that were scared to talk about, you know, hey, this is what I'm into, this is what I like to do. And, you know, there are some people that are, you know, into whatever the fuck. Obviously, I won't say, because that's their privacy. But basically, they're ashamed to talk about these things. Well, let's think of it this way. I'm a nerd. I'm not afraid to talk about it. I don't care. But I also love to, you know, watch sports. I love to, you know, listen to country music or listen to metal. I listen to various musics. I have various types of tattoos. I have a song lyric written on my wrist. I have, you know, a shark on my shoulder, an Islanders tattoo. Because I love my hockey. And I'm getting the Seahawks next. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, are unique. Because you know what? That's the beauty of this. Every single person here on this planet is different. No one is the same. Everyone is a snowflake. You are all different from one another. No two snowflakes are the same. That's okay. That is okay. Do not be afraid to be who you are. If you are, let's say, you know, a 40-something-year-old guy who plays computer games and lives in their parents' basement, that's fine. Maybe you still want to get the fuck out of your parents' basement and buy your own, and have your own place, but hey, it's who you are. It is who you are. When I see Lizzo playing a 200-year-old flute, crystal flute, I'm like, Jesus. That's awesome. And that's, and you know, she's unhealthy, but I am as well, and I don't care. That is who you are. Surely you can find a way to lose the weight or whatever, and then you'll be fine, but at the same point, this is who you are. If you happen to be, you know, some guy who plays basketball on a unicycle while jumping on a pogo stick. Okay, that's who you are. That is who you are. I don't give a freshman's fuck what you decide to do. If you are a good person, you treat others how you'd want to be treated. I go outside and be like, hey Bob, how you doing? Good to see you. Hope your day goes well. And that's great. That's great. Because I want to treat people how I would like to be treated. And you know what? You may want to make fun of that person who wants to be who they are. Don't. I know it's difficult because you like to have some sense of comedy in your life. Or to try to make yourself feel better about yourself because you're insecure. That's fine. But treat others how you'd want to be treated by yourself. That's it, guys. You know what? I'm going to call it for today. Thank you guys for tuning in for this episode of Time to BS, episode 154. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, whatever the fuck, Twitter, at Time to BS Podcast. I am Staniel Smooth. Our social pages are in the links in the description. You can find us anywhere, basically. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TikTok, whatever the fuck. Just follow us, guys. Like and support this podcast. Thank you, guys. This is Staniel Smooth. I'll be talking to you guys in the future. Peace out, everyone.